the definition of a deed restriction. There's a potential that some lots in Section 1 are gonna be released. So my question is, looking at her definition of a deed restriction, there are some lots that may be released from Section 1, and there it would be a declaration of restrictions that would run with the land, but it's no longer in a subdivision. It would just have a declaration of restrictions running with that. Is that something you could still help with that, or is it because it's no longer in a subdivision, it's not considered a deed restriction?
Generally, deed restrictions are part of sort of a plan or scheme for development. There are certain types of covenants that are real covenants that run with the land. There are certain types of covenants that operate more as a private contract, and they're referred to as personal covenants. So it would depend. It would depend on what's filed a record on those and how that release was handled, what kind of documentation was done to back that up. We'd have to look at whether they're real or personal covenants. So but without that actual document in front of me, I can't tell you one way or the other.
But a deed, you could have a deed restricted commercial development. Like a deed restriction could cover a commercial lot.
Sure. You could have a use provision that says, you know, a lot could only be used for church purposes.
That's what it is right now.
We have one.
Yeah.
What
is that? And again, it's going to depend on the documentation, whether it's a personal covenant and just a contract between, you know, the property owner and, you know, whoever took title to the property after, or whether, you know, it's enforceable by us. We'd have to look at that and see.
So if I'm going to piggyback onto her, one of the things that we're planning on and doing is actually incorporating language that specifies that the city, the individual neighborhood, or the individuals in the neighborhood or representatives of the neighborhood would have an opportunity to enforce the deed restriction. But what I'm hearing you say is that as to whether or not, even though it's technically given the authority under the deed restriction, whether the city could actually enforce it would mean it has to be fall within the powers that you've been given by the state.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a fair summary. Right. Final page of your handout are just some helpful phone numbers. First and foremost, 311 is sort of our central call number for any issues within the city, and they can direct to appropriate departments. And that being said, some of the more common issues we come up with, I've listed here. If you've got parking and noise issues, I've got a police department phone number for those. Abandoned junk motor vehicles, dangerous buildings, high weeds, that goes to Department of Neighborhoods. I've provided a phone number for you. Banded signs, sign administration, loose animals on the run, bark, and their phone number is here as well. Again, you can always call 311, but if you wanted the individual department numbers, I've provided those. My contact information is here. Call me. If you have questions and you're not sure where to go, call me. If you have a deed restriction violation that you're not sure we have the authority to enforce, call me. I'll figure it out for you. If you have a complaint and you're not sure what the address is, call me. I'll help you work through it. We recognize the city is a juggernaut. It is a huge bureaucracy. And sometimes it can be hard to navigate, and sometimes it can be hard to get people to return phone calls. I pick up my phone and I return phone calls. And I can guarantee you, you're going to get a phone call within 48 hours, if not within two. I'm trying to kill the image of the city not being responsive. If I'm going to do it single-handedly, I'm going to make it happen.